Earlier this month, Northeast Louisiana Arts Council President Tommy Usry was presented with the Aline Valcanis State Arts Advocacy Award. He received the honor as part of the Americans for the Arts annual Local Arts Leadership Awards in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The Valcanis Award recognizes an individual whose arts advocacy efforts have affected the political landscape at the state level. Glad to have Tommy joining me by phone about this recent honor. Well, first, congratulations on the well-deserved award.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It was a big surprise and, quite a flattering honor to receive something like this.
How were you selected to receive the award?
The Louisiana Citizens for the Arts nominated me, which I did not know that I was even being nominated. And then the selection committee, who is made up of the past recipients of the award and Aline herself. Once they meet, and then they make the selection.
Given the basis of the honor, what have you seen that has impacted arts the most on the state level?
I believe that it's having other advocates from around the state like me, volunteers who come in and are just that passionate about it, that we all work together through Louisiana Citizens for the Arts. I think we have made a difference. It's made the arts accessible to every small town in the state of Louisiana. And I think that's the importance that we have done and that we have accomplished through our advocacy network.
Is there a project or initiative that you've been involved with that you're most proud of?
Yes, absolutely. It's called RUPAR. It's the Rural Underserved Presenters and Representatives of the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council. When I first became the CEO back in 97, that was the first thing I did. We had a bunch of small presenters out in the parishes that, really they had money available to them but just didn't really know what to do with it. So I got them all together, and we actually started, this organization, under the umbrella of the Arts Council, whereby we could go and select these amazing artists and then bring them into the state, from Canada, from Europe, wherever we need to bring them in from, we were able to bring them in. And then through the state funding that we received, we were able to send them into little towns like Lake Providence, St. Joe, Columbia, just all around, cultural region 8. We have the only presenting consortium in the state of Louisiana and one of the very few in the southeast United States. So I think that's my thing that I'm really, really proud of, that, we got to start that, and we've really been able to expose the residents and their students to quality arts programs.
What is key to securing arts opportunities in the future?
I think the key is going to be the ability of our local businesses, our local governments, the parents, to go ahead and, help sponsor these opportunities, help go ahead and fund some of them, fund it in the schools. Go back and look again at our curriculum. The A-plus schools right now from the Rodriguez Foundation are doing that very thing, and we're going to have one here in town with Grace Episcopal School, So I think that's the future. And once again, it goes back to our students, and it goes back to the local leadership and our residents to demand, absolutely demand that we get it. It's not a right, but it's a necessity.
Well, the Aline Valcanis State Arts Advocacy Award winner for the Americans for the Arts Annual Local Leadership Awards for 2013, Northeast Louisiana Arts Council President Tommy Usry. Tommy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Bob. It's always a pleasure.